Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Gimal. In this Perek we will see Yehoshua preparing to cross into Israel, and then the famous miracle of the splitting of the Jordan River. Pasuk Aleph. Vayashkem Yehoshua baboker, vayis'u mehashitim, vayavohu ad hayarden, hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael, vayalinu sham terem ya'avoru. And Yehoshua woke up in the morning. The morning over here is the 9th of Nisan. We see a lot of Yehoshua's actions done early on in the morning. Over here, he woke up in the morning and he traveled from Shittim. That's where Bnei Israel was situated. And he came up to the Yarden. They came up to the Yarden, him and all of Bnei Israel. And they slept there before they passed. And it was after a total of 3 days, at the end of 3 days, and the Shoterim, these are the law enforcers whose job is to speak to the nation before war. Over here, they are projecting the commandment from God. They pass throughout the midst of the camp. Vaysavu et ha'am lemor, kirotechem et aron berit adonai elohechem. And they commanded the nation, saying, when you see the aron, berit Hashem your God, v'akohanim halviim nosi'im oto, and it's the kohanim, who are Leviim, Kohanim are from Shevet Levi, are carrying it. So it's interesting, it's not Bnei Kehat who are carrying the Aron. As we know, it was their job. You could see Sefer Bemidbar, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Here, because of the importance of entering into Israel, it is the Kohanim that are carrying that the Aron. Other times we see this is later on by the Battle of Yericho, Bnei Israel's first battle in Eretz Israel. And later on in the times of Shlomo, when they brought the Aron to the Beit HaMikdash permanently. So here too, due to the significance of the miracle that's about to happen and entering Eretz Yisrael for the first time as a nation, the Kohanim themselves carry the Aron. And then Rabbi continues, Ve'atem tis'u mimekomechem v'halachtem aharav. And you get up from your place and walk after it, and go after it, travel after the Aron. This is also not the norm. Usually Bnei Israel travel with the Aron right in the middle. The one time we actually saw the Aron leave the nation was right after Matan Torah, when Bnei Israel left Har Sinai. The Pasuk says over there in Bemidbar Yod, Pasuk Lamed Gimal, Va'aron Berit Adonai Nosea Lifnehem. This is according to the Ramban and Ibn Ezra, by the way. You could see Rashi for a different Perush. So this is the second time, as they are going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, that the Aron leads the way, leaving Har Sinai and entering Eretz Yisrael. So to sum up, there are two striking deviations from the norm due to the significance of entering Eretz Yisrael and the miracle that's about to happen. One, the Kohanim are carrying the Aron, and two, the Aron is at the front leading, not in the middle. Ach, rachok yihyeh b'nechem u'b'nav, ke'alpaim amma b'mida. The Navi continues on and says, just be careful. There should be a distance between you and between it, between you, B'nai Israel, and between the Aron, 2,000 amma in measurement. Over here, I translated this as 2,000 amma. This is not the normal kaf indicating an approximation. Over here, as Radak explains, it's kaf hashi'ur, a kaf indicating a precise number. Al tikrevu elav, don't come close to the Aron. Leman asher tedu ta derech asher tedechu ba, ki lo avartem ba derech mitemol shilshom. So you know the road that you are traveling on because you haven't passed on this road or in this fashion yesterday or the day before. So over here the Navi tells us, so you know the road. This is interesting. What should we do so that we know the road? What's this pasuk going back on? Contextually, one could say that it's referring back to last pasuk. Follow the Aron so that you know the way to travel. That's how many Mefarshim explain, Rashi amongst them. So Bnei Yisrael are traveling, following the Aron, so they know which way to travel. Radak, though, who uses the Te'amim as much as he could to explain Pesukim, explains that it's referring to the same Pasuk. Don't come close so that you know the road. What would this mean? Sometimes if you're too close, you can't keep track of where you're going. You lose your sense of direction. So the Pasuk is here saying, keep a distance so you don't lose your sense of direction. So it's just interesting to see how the Mefarshim either contextually or more grammatically, based on the Ta'amim, explain this pasuk of Lema'an asher tedi'u taderech, whether it's going back on last pasuk or it's going back on the same pasuk. And now Yehoshua turns and addresses the nation. Vayomer Yehoshua el ha'am hitkadashu. Yehoshua tells the nation, prepare yourselves or purify yourselves. Ki mahar, because tomorrow we'll see, is going to be the 10th of Nisan. Ya'aseh Adonai bekirbechem nifla'ot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform within your midst wonders. Right? Adak points out over here that we don't know that Hashem told Yehoshua exactly what was going to happen. It could be that Yehoshua understood on his own that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to perform wonders and miracles as the river was filled to its lip and Bnei Yisrael had to cross. Vayomer Yehoshua el HaKohanim lemor se'u et Aron HaBerit ve'avihu lifnei ha'am. Yehoshua told the Kohanim, saying, lift the Aron HaBerit and pass in front of the nation. Vayis'u et Aron HaBerit ve'yadechu lifnei ha'am. And they lifted the Aron HaBerit and they passed and they went in front of the nation. And now God turns to Yehoshua. Vayomer Adonai el Yehoshua. Hashem told Yehoshua, Hayom hazeh achel gadilcha be'aynei kol Yisrael. Today, right, this is already the next day, this is already on Yud Nisan, as we know Bnei Yisrael do cross on Yud Nisan. So God is talking to Yehoshua the following day. On Yud Nisan, Achel gadilcha be'anei kol Yisrael, I will begin to make you great in the eyes of Yisrael, asher yede'un, that they will know, ki ka'asher hayiti Moshe, ehiya imach, that the same way I was with Moshe, I will be with you. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Bnei Yisrael to know this. It's important. This is verbatim from our first pasuk, from our first perek, where God Himself told Yehoshua, He made him that promise that He will make him as great as Moshe. The fulfillment of that promise is imminent. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do this? By nearly duplicating the greatest miracle that He performed in Moshe's time. Right now, He's going to do the same for Yehoshua. God split the first body of water that Bnei Yisrael hit when they left Egypt. Now He will split the last body of water that Bnei Yisrael hit before entering Eretz Yisrael, which is the first under Yehoshua's leadership. So this is an important message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already mentioned in the first perek, and now reiterating again, and this is really a good point, a good purpose of the miracle that He's performing over here, that it is all to... I shouldn't say all, but a part of it is to make Yehoshua great in the eyes of the nation. Kasher yiti Moshe ehiya imach. Ve'ata tesaveh et ha'kohanim nosei Aron HaBerit lemor. And you command the Kohanim, bearers of the Aron HaBerit, saying, Kevoachem ad ketzeh me'hayarden, bayarden ta'amodu. When you approach, when you come to the bank, the border of the waters of the Yarden, in the Yarden stand. So the standard perush is right when they dip their foot into the water of the eastern bank of the Jordan River, stand right there. Vayomer Yehoshua al Bnei Yisrael. Now Yehoshua turns and Yehoshua says to Bnei Yisrael, Goshu hena, come here, approach me. Vishim'o et divrei Adonai Elohechem, and hear the words of Hashem your God. So Yehoshua gathers the nation in front of him. Vayomer Yehoshua. Bezot tede'un ki el hai bekirbechem. Yehoshua says, through this, you will know that God lives amongst you. Yehoshua is telling them that through this miracle, they will know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst them and will fight their battles. What's interesting is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the point of the miracle was to make Yehoshua's name great, asher tede'un, so that Bnei Yisrael know that God is with him. And Yehoshua says the point of the miracle is to make God's name great. Bezot tede'un, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst you. Of course, God's presence itself is what makes Yehoshua great in the eyes of the people. But it's interesting that Yehoshua removes himself from the center of everything and instead places God as the central figure. And Yehoshua continues, Vehoresh yorish mipenechem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will drive out from in front of you et ha-Kena'ani, ve'et ha-Hiti, ve'et ha-Hivi, ve'et ha-Perizi, ve'et ha-Girgashi, ve'ha-Emuri, ve'ha-Yvusi. These seven nations. Now just to quickly identify where these nations are located, Kena'ani, we know, was situated on the Mediterranean coast and the bank of the Jordan. The Hitti, for the most part, was a major empire in Asia Minor and Mesopotamia in northern Israel. The Hivi were for the most part located in central Israel, in the mountains of Ephraim and Binyamin. The Perizi, also in the Har Ephraim area. The Girgashi, we don't find in Israel or in any of the battles. Hazal tell us that they retreated and left to Africa when they saw Bnei Israel coming in. Emori, a large nation on the eastern side of the Jordan and in Syria. We saw a few of their battles already in the Humash. And the Yebusi, they occupied Jerusalem already until the times of David HaMelech. So Yehoshua says that God, through this miracle, you will see that God lives amongst you and will drive out the nations. And he continues, Hine Aron HaBerit, Adon Kol HaAretz, Over Lifnechem BaYarden. Here, see the Aron HaBerit, Adon Kol HaAretz, the master of the land. Now, the Aron is not the master of the earth. As Adak and other Rishonim point out, we need to understand this Pasuk as Aron HaBerit, which is the Aron of the master of the earth. Right, Aron is distributive. Over lifnechem, once again we see that Aron will lead the way. Ve'ata kechudachem shene asar ish mishvtei Yisrael ish echad nashavet. And now choose for yourselves 12 men from the Shevatim, from the tribes of Israel, one man for each tribe. Bnei Israel ought to select 12 people, but they have no idea what these people are to do. Only in next perek will they find out their mission to take 12 stones from the Arden that will be set as a monument in Bnei Israel's first camp. But right now, they have no clue. Ve'aya, kenoach kapot ragleh kohanim nosei Aron Adonai Adon kol ha'aretz b'mei ha'yarden. And it shall be, when the heels of the feet of the kohanim, bearers of Aron Hashem, the master of the world, rest in the waters of the Yarden, me hayarden yikaretun. The waters of the Yarden will split, will cut off. Hamayim hayordim imala, the waters that are descending from above, meaning from the north, the waters that are flowing from the north southward, ve'amdu nedehad, and they will stand in one heap, or in one wall. Rasag and others understand ned to mean a heap, unkelus, as we saw by Shirat Hayam, by Kriyat Yam Suf, he translated Ned to mean a wall. So the word Ned, either way, brings us back to the miracle of Kriyat Yam Suf, where over there, Moshe and Bnei Israel in their song of praise use the language of Nisevu Kemo Ned. The word is stood up like a hill or a wall. The Navi here is clearly drawing a parallel between the two miracles. Vayhi, bin soa ha'am me'ahodehem, la'avor et ha'yarden, and it was when the nation traveled from their tents, from their homes, to cross the Arden. And the Kohanim, bearers of the Aron HaBerit, are in front of the nation. Again, this, we keep on repeating this. The Kohanim, the Aron, are leading the way. And it was when the bearers of the Aron came up until the Arden, and the feet of the Kohanim bearers the Aron dipped into the water at the tip. Now we just have a parenthetical phrase. This phrase comes to show the greatness of the miracle that the Arden was filled to its capacity up until its rim all the days of the harvest season. The Yarden was literally filled to its capacity. It's the spring season. Exact date is Yod Nisan. We know in Israel, this is the time when all the snow on the Hermon Mountains melt and flow into the Jordan River. This is the season when the river is packed to its gill with water, making it hard for Bnei Israel to cross, and making the miracle even greater. To even expound on this point, I actually heard from Dr. Hagi Ben Arzi that geologists estimate that there was about 8 to 10 times the amount of water in the Jordan River then, in 1400 BC, than there is today. About 4 to 5 billion cubic meters of water compared to approximately 500 million cubic meters today. So as the Navi indicates, there's tons of water flowing in the Yarden, and as soon as the Kohanim dip their feet into the Yarden, ve'yamdu hamayim hayoradim min mala kamu ned echad, and the water that was descending from above stood up straight in one heap. Harhek me'od me'adam ha'ir asher misad saretan. Very far from a city called Adam that is near Saretan. It's far from a city called Adam. There is actually a city today right in the vicinity of where Bnei Yisrael crossed on the Jordanian side of the river, about 15 to 20 miles north of Yericho, called Damya. Adam, Damya. So the water piled up in one large heap, even further north than the city Adam. This allows Bnei Yisrael to spread out while they cross the Arden. They are a huge nation that is crossing into Israel. V'hayoredim al yam ha'arava, yam ha'melach tamu nichratu. And the water is descending, flowing towards Yam Ha'arava, literally the sea of willows, referring to Yam HaMelach, as we know it's surrounded by lots of aravot. Right? Yam HaMelach Tamu Nechratu was totally cut off, Ve'am Averu Neged Yericho, and the nation crossed, they passed right opposite Yericho. So the water over here was totally cut off, Tamu Nechratu, whatever water was south of the split, flowed right into Yam HaMelach, and there was no more in that part of the river. Due to the properties of a river, all that was needed was one split with one wall, Ned Ehad, as opposed to Yam Suf, where at that point the sea needs two walls of water or ice for Bnei Yisrael to cross through. I'm just pointing this out since I don't believe that Ned Ehad, the one wall, the one heap, is anything less of a miracle than Yam Suf when we had two walls. It's just the properties of a river that all you need is one split and everything else on the bottom flows into the next body of water. So that closes off the third Perek. We saw God promise Yoshua to make him great in the eyes of the nation and promise to be with him just as he was with Moshe. And in this Perek, we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu play with nature, miraculously standing up the waters of the Arden, making Yoshua great in the eyes of the people. We can't help but to associate this miracle with that of Kriyat Yam Suf, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu also split the waters of the first body of water that Bnei Yisrael encountered on their way to Israel. Over here, it's the bordering body of water as they enter into the land of Israel. And both, we saw that they were both on dry land. Bnei Yisrael crossed by Yabasha, by Harava. And we also saw the same language of Ned, Ehad, and Nisevu Kemo Ned Nozelim. All this brings us back to God's promise to Yoshua, Kasher Ayiti Im Moshe Ehiye Imach. In next Perek, we will see the completion of the crossing and Bnei Yisrael's first monument that they set up in Eretz Yisrael.